If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And this is your home for good news on WGN Radio, and I've got it. Actually, I don't. Michael Edwards does, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. You know, so many people think about the Loop, that central part of the city, what is literally downtown. And by the way, I can't even talk to you about this, Michael, but we have a special announcement that when I can talk to you about it, you will love about WGN and my participation in supporting Chicago and the Loop in particular that we'll make in 2 weeks. But you've got some good news yourself.
Yes, we just issued our quarter two report on some of the key data points about downtown. And so pedestrians are back. We're back at almost 100% level, the pre-pandemic. And on the weekends, we're actually over that, 117% of pedestrian volume, which is terrific.
You know what?
People are coming back. Go ahead.
No. I interrupted you. You go ahead.
People are back for arts and culture. We had over 1 million people downtown just to go to theater and the symphony and the museums, and generating, you know, $315 million worth of economic impact. So downtown is definitely back, and we're encouraging people to come down and check out their downtown.
I know that to be true, not from any data I know, but because I go to the theater. So when you go to Broadway in Chicago, the bad news is you really have to think about getting seats in advance because they are all filled up. The bad news is the restaurant you go to before the theater without a reservation may be difficult to get into. I mean,
that's correct.
You know, there's so many of, I think, my colleagues in the media that are dissing downtown that really never go downtown. So they don't know what's really happening because they're not there. Maybe I don't really know why it's become a thing to diss it. Maybe because some of the national politicians do, but there's a reality that is, I think, very different than what some at least perceive, Michael.
Right. And so the CTA is operating at 70% of capacity and much better than it was with the fiscal cliff looming. That's kind of a problem. But public transit is a little safer, certainly more consistent. It's full. Hotel rooms are full, 91%. 91,000 rooms were used on last weekend in June, for example. But hotels are back. Visitors are back. Not international visitors, but local visitors, regional visitors coming to Chicago. It's the big city of the Midwest. And it's sort of not surprising that people would come to find all the great things there are to do here.
Now, you said not international travelers. I don't know what you mean by that. I assume you don't mean that international travelers are not coming to the city, but I suspect what you mean is that Chicagoans themselves and suburbanites, is that the right word, are coming downtown.
They are. The international visitor is not coming in the volumes that we're used to. It's never been a huge percentage, but because of some of the geopolitical things that are going on, you know, people just aren't coming. Canadians just aren't coming. And it is really affecting the hotel industry.
Yeah, well, I think that's happening all over the country. This is not specific to Chicago, is it?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that tourism all over America is down, whether you're talking about visiting the Grand Canyon or you're talking about going up to Willis Tower and leaning on that ledge or leaning over that
you're
ledge.
Right.
International visitors are just not coming here to do it for geopolitical reasons, I guess, is the proper terminology for that. All right, so let's get back to the CTA. You mentioned it. I'll be talking to Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins, who isn't the alderman necessarily, I don't think, for the Loop, but he's next door. And we're going to be talking about that so-called CTA or public transit cliff. Mm-hmm. That does impact people, and also the reality as well as the perception in the case of the CTA, because I write it all the time, concerns about how often the bus or the train will come and or safety, in particular on trains. That still, I think, is an issue, Michael. Are you hearing that as well?
I think it is still an issue, but I think it's much improved than it was even from the first quarter of the year. Ridership is certainly up. Employers are requesting their employees come downtown, so more people are using public transit. Our office numbers are better. And when more people are using the system, the system safer. And I think that that's generally happening.
And there are more restaurant choices then, too, because the downtown workers get hungry. And they want to go. They want to go somewhere for lunch. And now you have these places that are opening, so more and more. But there are still a surprising number of storefronts. Again, this is true all over America, in any major city, that are vacant. Not only in the Loop, but some on North Michigan Avenue as well.
Right, but we are seeing an uptick. So there's definitely more interest in first floor retail space, both on Michigan Avenue and on State Street, which always is a little bit behind Michigan Avenue. And we are seeing some stores going to be opening in the next couple of months here in the Loop. The Gap Factory is coming in.
Stop. There's a factory coming in for the Gap. You have to tell me about it. Where is it going to be, and can I get stuff that's cheap?
Well, you can get stuff that's high quality, maybe at a discount price.
All right, I'll buy that.
We're also getting a Panera Bread right across the street from the Chicago Theater.
I love their soup. But I want to go back to the the Gap. Where is this factory of the Gap going to be at?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Sorry.
It is north of Monroe. It's on the east side of the street. I don't know the address.
But it will
I
be.
I should, but I don't.
That's okay. It'll be in the Loop.
Definitely. It's on State Street.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely on State Street.
Other exciting announcements?
We have a new fine dining Mexican restaurant called Mementos. It's in the old Vapiano space. So things are happening. And people got to come down and check it out.
Does that place serve margaritas?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Do they serve margaritas there?
They do.
Might accidentally have to, it'll be an assignment that you give me, correct? To try one, right? All right, well, congratulations on all the good work that you are doing and the efforts Chicago Loop Alliance is making. And I love presenting good news about Chicago, so thank you for that, too.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Michael Edwards from the Chicago Loop Alliance.